Good morning. Today is July 16th, 2021. Another grand and fine morning out there. I am Pastor Justin, and welcome to the Shadron Berean Church podcast. Today I have another devotional for us. This one is from last week. I just hadn't gotten around to getting it on the podcast. But this devotional actually went with the Sunday before last, the last sermon in our Modeling Christ series. And the title of this devotional is called Every Member, Every Moment, Everyday Lifestyle, answering the question of what is my spiritual gift. Now, a couple Sundays ago, we talked about how we can model Christ and glorify Christ as his body by living in unity and harmony with each other while each of us performs our God-given function in the body. As a result of that, each member is growing and exercising their function at the same time, and the body is going to grow strong that way. In Paul's words, the body is built up from a child into a mature man, the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And if you're wondering, as a result of that sermon, which member of the body you are, and what specific function God would have you perform to build up the body in love through your self-sacrificial service of love, exercising your gift for the edification of others, you'll need to be aware of how he has gifted you. If you don't know what your gifting is, I wouldn't be too hard on yourself because of the clergy and laity mentality that's been so pervasive throughout the centuries. Many people just don't understand that they have a crucial God-given gift, or at least one gift, to add to the building up of the body. And so a lot of people don't realize they are a critical joint in the body supplying a need. Many think I can only write checks or offer up prayers now and then, but God has given everyone at least one gift and talents and resources and personal interests that all add to the contribution of the body. And it's a glorious thing when the body is working together and functioning in harmony, just like our human bodies. It glorifies God. But gifts, also, you don't want to be too hard on yourself because they require time to discover and develop through involvement. Gifts are not something you can discover through a simple spiritual gifts test or a creative project put on by your church, or through, you know, day-to-day interaction. It's going to be through day-to-day interaction with the rest of the body. And just as a personal testimony, I've taken those spiritual gifts tests and heard about the creative projects churches try to do to get people to discover their gifts. It just doesn't work that way. It's going to take day-to-day interaction with the rest of the body. And the rest of the body is going to recognize your gift. And so will you as you interact with the body. But just as a personal testimony as well, I'd say I would have dreamed that when I became a Christian, I would eventually be the one up there preaching and teaching someday behind a pulpit. In fact, it's the last thing I would have guessed. For some reason, though, God kept giving me opportunities to speak and to share. And even though public speaking was my greatest fear and my greatest weakness, I knew that God's grace worked that way, that his grace is sufficient and perfected in areas of weakness. And so through time and experience, the gift, they say, was recognized, and I've been working to develop it continually. And I still am. I still am working hard to progress and develop my gift. And I share that not to boast or that just to think more highly of myself than I ought. That's not what I'm doing here. I share it because many people underestimate the power of God's grace in their lives and what he is capable of accomplishing through them. In a podcast episode between Dr. Howard Hendricks and Mark Bailey, when Hendricks was still alive, Hendricks said he asked a faithful, promising layman, right, the laity, I don't even like that term, but he asked a faithful, promising layman in his church if he could teach Sunday school, and the man said, I can't teach. And well, Mr. Hendricks replied, have you ever taught? And he said, no. So Hendricks said, well, then how do you know? And he could tell through his interactions with this man that he might just have the gift of teaching. So anyway, this man prays about it, and he starts teaching a class. And within 5 years, the man is leading the class better than those who were trained to lead the class. And so when it comes to seeking your gift, your spiritual gifts, stay open. Stay open, stay patient, stay humble, and look at it as an adventure. And expect God to do great things by His grace, giving you capabilities you didn't even know you had. Also, don't stress about it. I don't know anyone who stresses out about receiving gifts. Do you get a Christmas gift at Christmas or on your birthday and you stress about opening it? No, you don't stress about it. You look forward to opening that gift with joy and thanksgiving. Look at it that way. And that being said, if you desire to discover your spiritual gifts, here are four steps I recommend. Number one, just pray. Just pray. To discover your gift, you're going to need wisdom, which comes through prayer. Wisdom is not a spiritual gift, though some think they have it. Prayer is necessary because only God knows how He has sovereignly distributed to you the gifts that He desired by His Spirit, and He can reveal them to you. Second, I would say study. Study. There are around 20 spiritual gifts mentioned in the Bible, and at least every believer has one. Read the passages that talk about spiritual gifts and take notes about their purpose, the purpose of gifts. You can look at these passages here. 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11. Romans 12, 1 through 8. 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. And just all of 1 Corinthians 12. And then Ephesians 4, 11 in particular. In addition to that, consider going online to our website. You can go to the resources tab, sermon series, spiritual gift study to study about spiritual gifts. We did a spiritual gift study series last year. I think it was in February. Or you can read different books about spiritual gifts, like this book by Thomas Schreiner we have on the book table in our foyer. It's called Spiritual Gifts, What They Are and Why They Matter. So pray first, second, study, third, get involved. Roll up your sleeves and get involved in ministry experience. I mean, is there an area you're really interested in? Do you see a need? Do you see an opportunity? I mean, be willing to serve. Just step in and give it a try. I mean, with proper consultation of leaders, of course, for sensitive positions. You might step in and serve and feel like this area just isn't your thing. I remember serving in a capacity once where I felt like a chair being used as a ladder. I mean, it worked, but it really wasn't what I was designed for. It wasn't what I was made for. It wasn't my knack, and that's fine. Keep getting involved with sacrificial love and building up of the body and mind. Keep thinking about how you can serve others, shalom others, be a blessing to others. God makes us a blessing so that we can be a blessing. Remember, it's not about you, but how you can edify others. And so this is important, not just for you, but for others. And then fourthly, seek counsel from the body. Seek counsel from the body. Consult with other mature members of the body of Christ and ask them what they see in you. Ask them what they see in you. Ask for an honest opinion. Collectively, the church may recognize what your gifting is even when you don't. So think about that. Pray, study, get involved, and seek counsel from the body so that as in every member, every moment, everyday lifestyle ministry, we can glorify our head, who is Jesus Christ.